T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now on Total Information AM, let's talk the movies with Mark Reardon. And Mark, you have one of the new movies out that you have seen, Hustlers. Tell us about it.
Hustlers, Brian, is, as a news guy, I think you'll find this interesting. This is based on an account that was told in New York Magazine back, I think it was 2015, by a reporter named Jessica Pressler. And she had run across this story. And the movie starts, and her story starts going back even into the 90s and early 2000s. We get to meet a group of women who turn out to be strippers in New York, including Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, as we all call her.
Of course, yeah,
our friend. You know, everything's going great for the ladies, except when 2008 happened. So this is a bit of an examination of the financial crisis from a different perspective. So when 2008 happens, they were doing very well for themselves, working in the adult lounge, if you will. Then things don't go so well. So they start a plan, and J-Lo as Ramona sort of leads the way here with Constance Wu, who plays Destiny. This is where it gets a little weird and complicated, but again, remember, this is a true story. They drug men at high-class bars with MDMA, which is ecstasy, and then ketamine. So the goal is, the ketamine makes them forget everything. The MDMA makes them, hey, we're having a good time at a party. Mm-hmm. And they get their credit cards, and they max out the credit cards. And this is what they did for a while, for a stretch, for years. And they stole hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these were women that were living high on the hog. So that's basically the story here of Hustlers. It's a good movie, Brian.
Is it?
It is.
Because, you know, they always look for movies about, like, strippers to have an actual storyline. And this one actually does.
Here's what I liked about this movie. It is a movie that I think if you would ordinarily hear a story like that, you can see a director making a very conventional, by-the-book type of movie. Lorraine Scafaria here, who is the director, she did a movie with Susan Sarandon called The Meddler, which was a little smaller film a few years ago, really makes it interesting from the cinematography and the camera angles. I don't want to get too artsy-fartsy on you here, but what I'm telling you is it makes the movie better because of the way she shoots this movie, the camera angles. It's very authentic. I look for authenticity. These women are believable. Jennifer Lopez is very, very good. Constance Wu, I thought her performance blew me away. So everything about this movie, and I look for films, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, movies that really kind of draw me in and engage me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something that's going to sound a little like I'm just a guy who likes stripper movies, but I could not take my eyes off this movie because it really engaged me. And it wasn't because of that content. It's actually a very tasteful movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you have the theme that you have, you're going to see some nudity, but it's not over the top. And I think that would be appreciated. It's just a good, suspenseful movie that I think is really engaging, and I'd highly recommend it.
And Jennifer Lopez, you said she has a great opening scene?
There is a scene in here. You know, if you only see the first part of this movie, you might think, this is just going to be a movie that's going to show a lot of skin and be salacious. But it's a lot more than that. But we're introduced to her character in a very sexy way. Let's just say that. I'll leave it at that. Okay. This isn't a family radio station. It's in the morning, Brian. We have to be careful about
this. Well, that's true. That's true. And, you know, I saw her the other night on Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, just, I missed that.
I hardly ever watch it. I thought, we need something kind of fun to watch. So I turned it on, and she and Fallon did a history of dance, and it was amazing. She is so talented. Of course, Jimmy is too. He's hung with her the whole way, and this thing lasted like seemed like 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, but I remember because I watched, and that would have been, I think, if we're thinking of the time frame, late 80s, in Living Color when she was a fly girl. Mm-hmm. Remember, that's how she kind of got started, as a fly girl.
So she's very talented, and so a very good movie. You recommend
I do recommend Hustlers. I think it's a good movie, yes. One of the better films here in the last couple of months.
All right, sounds good. Hustlers gets a positive review from Mark Reardon. Thanks for joining me. And coming up next, in a few minutes, we'll check the news on Total Information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.